As Tom Ceratori now joins us outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, I'm not going to lie, that was the strangest third period I've seen. A lot of stuff to unpack there. From the goals for Augustana, a couple of breakdowns, and that snowball got rolling down the hill in a hurry, didn't it?
I use the analogy, they were pitching and we were catching, and that was the whole third period. And that disappoints me, you know, because, again, I just didn't think we had a lot of pop in our legs. I didn't think, you know what, I just didn't think we did. The first two periods were fine, you know. I mean, they were fine, probably vanilla a little bit both ways, but I just thought, again, you're in a situation like that. I just thought we gave them way too much ice and way too much space.
The goal you got, you turned one face-off win into a heck of a play in the blink of an eye. You just couldn't sustain much else other than that, though, could you?
No, and they didn't. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, their grade A's were more than us in the first two periods, but it wasn't like it was a good game from that standpoint. It was just the third period. The third period, obviously, was a snowstorm, and it was ugly. And you saw it, and I saw it.
The first too many men call, a little bit of bad luck. The puck just kind of came right to your bench. And
I thought it was a bad call, but whatever, you know.
You get a little grace period. Evidently, they didn't think it was enough. But what happened on the second one?
Well, we had a broken stick or something, and a guy came off, and a guy went on, and I don't know. We had a broken stick, and that created the chaoticness.
I don't want to blame the third period on that because they didn't score any power play goals, but you take your offense away, and when offense is already at a premium, taking penalties isn't really the route you want to go, is it?
It's not offense, it's rhythm, and that's probably it's your rhythm there, Schultz, and that's the best way of putting it.
Have you ever seen 2 5-minute majors to end a game?
Well, that was just I'm not happy with some of our choices right there, but I'll talk about that tomorrow with the guys. All right, thanks,
Schultz. See you tomorrow, Tom. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here, our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.